Good morning. This is Guru's Tech Bites for Friday, April 10th, 2026. First up, France has officially launched a government-wide plan to migrate its public sector desktops from Windows to Linux. The initiative is part of a broader digital sovereignty push to reduce dependence on non-European technology providers. With hundreds of comments on Hacker News, this one's clearly struck a nerve. One can only imagine the mood in Redmond as an entire nation decides their operating system is, well, optional. Second, researchers at ETH Zurich have demonstrated a 17,000-qubit array with 99.91% fidelity, a significant leap toward practical quantum computing. The breakthrough involves a new stabilization technique that dramatically reduces error rates at scale. If this holds up, we might be closer to useful quantum applications than most timelines had predicted. And finally, Microsoft is back in the headlines, this time for suspending developer accounts belonging to several high-profile open-source projects. Details are still emerging, but the community response has been swift and, shall we say, unflattering. It's a bold strategy, alienating the very developers your platform depends on. Let's see how it plays out. That's your daily bite. Have a great day. Until next time.